you know, we don't know for sure why Illinois is the location, but it's a great location to have this hearing. And the EPA's decision to come to Chicago really underscores that our community and our state have a vital stake in this issue. As we've seen, as we've worked on this issue, Illinoisans across party lines broadly support clean energy. And this should really be an incentive for leaders in Illinois to capitalize on our eagerness for swift action on clean energy. This is a really, it's a central place. It's an important place for clean energy in the state, and we're very proud to have the hearing here.
You know, whenever I hear about clean energy, I think everybody out there seems to want clean energy. They want, you know, something that's better for the environment. But then it comes down to issues like jobs, and it comes down to, you know, putting coal miners out of work or closing down, you know, certain coal-fired power plants, things like that. Is there a balance there that can happen, a balance where people can still work yet can provide more renewable energy?
Absolutely. And in Illinois, we have the Illinois Clean Jobs Bill that will create 32,000 new jobs across Illinois over the next decade. It'll lift up struggling communities, achieve federal clean air goals. So that's incredibly important. We have the research, and not only do we have the research, we have the precedent that in Illinois, we have created those jobs. There are over 100,000 jobs in clean energy right now between the renewable energy and energy efficiency sector. That's more than the real estate and accounting sector combined. And I think that there are a lot of factors that impact coal and other technologies. Low cost of natural gas has really been a burden on both coal and on nuclear power, just in terms of the competitiveness. And I think that, you know, this is not zero sum. I think that with these new policies, if Illinois steps on the gas and it really starts to work to bring these clean energy jobs here to Illinois, then we can see jobs all over the state. We can see jobs in southern Illinois, central Illinois. And the part of this with the clean energy jobs is that, for example, energy efficiency jobs, you can't put an energy efficiency job somewhere outside the United States. You have to do, you know, every building essentially becomes an energy source where you're reducing the energy at that facility. And so you can't move somebody's house, I mean, unless they're moving, but you can do energy efficiency on that house in Illinois. So much opportunity, and the faster that we take advantage of that opportunity, the more jobs we'll see, the more benefit we'll see, the more economic development we'll see right here in Illinois.
You mentioned taking advantage of the opportunity. What, in your opinion, has to happen to get that started?
So in Illinois, there are several steps that we can work on. So one, we're working on the Illinois Clean Jobs Bill. Like I said, it would create 32,000 new jobs across Illinois. It'll really prioritize renewable energy and energy efficiency in a carbon framework. That's a really important step. Legislators need to consider an energy package in Springfield that addresses these issues and really prioritizes it, brings the jobs here. Incredibly important, because there are definitely some huge policy needs that will ensure this. And then back to the clean energy incentive program that you know, the hearing will be on. This is a program that we should work to sign up for as quickly as possible, because it incentivizes that early adoption of clean energy. And if we get involved and we sign up for this program early, we can be a state that gets those allowances, that gets that incentive, and it'll make it easier to comply, less expensive to comply.
I know some of these programs, they get a little complicated at times, so I want to walk through this part for people that may be confused. How would the jobs be created? How would that actually happen, especially if other states have an opportunity to do something similar and probably would like to see jobs in their state as well?
Sure. So basically the way that the Clean Power Plan works is that it has a restriction on the amount of air pollution, of carbon, that can be emitted starting in 2020. The Clean Energy Incentive Program allows states to take advantage of early projects that are built. So if you build a project between now and the date where that might happen, You can get extra credit for it, basically. There's credit within the state, and there's credit from the federal government as well, so that you can basically start complying, get those incentives early, and, you know, coupled with tax incentives from the federal government and incentives that we hope to build upon within the Clean Jobs Bill, you're very much incentivized to build new projects here in the state.
Would there be any role for coal going forward, or do you see coal as just something that would be pushed aside? I mean, is there a way to use some type of cleaner emissions systems that would be able to still burn Illinois coal?
Coal is definitely something that is part of our energy mix here in Illinois and will likely be part of the energy mix in the future. And I think that, you know, there's a lot, we've seen a lot with Peabody and what's happened with the proceedings that Peabody is going through right now that impacts even the health insurance of current workers. I think that there are economic forces that are challenging coal as it is that have nothing to do with clean energy. What I see for Central and Southern Illinois is an emphasis on energy diversification, making sure that we are, you know, we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket in the state, and coal is not something that economically may be reliable in the future. So we should look towards what jobs can we bring, what jobs can we bring to Southern Illinois, to Central Illinois that will be clean energy jobs that will meet this future that we see for the state. Right now, there are many facets of the energy discussion that's going on in Springfield. There is the nuclear surcharge. There are portions with ComEd and Ameren with the rate design policy for the state for how we actually use energy. And so I think, I mean, I'm optimistic that those discussions will be successful, because I think that in order to move forward in Springfield on anything, you really need to have a compromise of the different issues. And while we come from a group that does oppose nuclear power as a type of energy, we don't think that it is an entirely a clean energy. I think that the nuclear energy is an important part of Illinois' energy mix, and will be an important part of any energy package that is seen in Springfield that gets to move forward.